You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Now it's time for the Art Journal Show. My name is Cora Zahn, and in the studio, my very special guest is Carol Shirley. Good morning, Carol.
Hi, Cora.
Carol, you have an exhibition opening tonight called Outsiders at Yarva in Hillsville.
With Nick Wenhuda, who's a young emerging artist.
It's fantastic. I went to have a look at it yesterday. Lucky me, got to get a sneak peek while it was still being installed. It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. The work complements each other beautifully with the two, you and the emerging artist. They're the kind of works that you want to stop and really look at. They have a story. The characters, you know, it really, I feel like your artwork is really a great example of what art should be, which is many, you know, something that makes you think, something that has multiple layers and even layers of space, like inside, outside, within the one painting, for example. The painting that you did called Habitat, for example, I just love the way you were telling me, because you came along to talk to me. I love the way you said this is this couple, this two people within this painting who are sharing a life within a space, and you've got birds in it, you've got plants in it, and you've even got like a handle in it, because there are cupboards in this person's life, in this couple's life. And it was just fascinating to me how within, you know, that's the magic of art, that you can have so many spaces, so many areas, so many things to think about. Tell us a bit about, let's talk with about that particular painting to begin with.
I think you've brought up some really relevant points there, Cora. I don't think art should be representational in a literal sense. I think what art has got is the capacity to convey some sort of magic or tweak the intellect, expand consciousness. And you know, you think about the great artists of the past, you know, and you know that what they did within their paintings is they didn't just hit you on a visual level or a material level, that it had an essence of magic or mystery or wonderment or surprise. And I think that's what art has to contain, and that's a difficult thing to do.
It's a difficult thing to do, because often people, I mean, you know, we also enjoy pictures of things, of course, you know, depictions, but art has the capacity for more than that. It has that capacity to really, I mean, it's a little bit embarrassing, but I teared up when I looked at that painting. I got teary, because it just really, and even just thinking about it, it has that sense of relationship. It touches you in a deep way. It's hard to explain. It's something you have to experience, isn't it?
That's really nice, Cora. Thank you. I think that we're so multidimensional as human beings, and you can look at a piece of art, if it's just a pretty picture or it's just very well done and it doesn't actually resonate with us in our depth, I think it misses the mark. You know, you can look at, think of Odilon Redon, his pastels of very simple things like a vase of flowers, you know. It sounds dull, but his paintings had so much beauty because of his skill as an artist, his understanding of colour, and the way that he constructed, that you were looking at a vase of flowers, but you were looking at a whole world in that vase of flowers, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, there's a quote, I think, by Picasso about some artists. Now, I won't be able to tell you this exactly, but it's something about some artists turn the sun into a spot of yellow and some turn a spot of yellow into the sun.
That's very good. That's it, yes. And that, I think that's what, I mean, Picasso is a genius. That's what... That what he said there is what I've been bogging on about, really. That's it. It's, he could do that. He could pick up a colour and he could whack it down and it would resonate, it would emanate, it would vibrate, it would hit all your... And you knew he was painting the sun. But really it was a big splodge of yellow. And it's just, yeah, sometimes it's sort of interesting because sometimes, I think it depends on the artist's intention and what's happening in their consciousness. And it's like a direct connection with a different language.
It is. It's a different language. It's a soul language.
Being a Buddhist, I'm not particularly into soul language, but yes, that's true. But I would say more it's a... soul language.
No, go ahead. I'd like to know.
It's more like... I can't put it in words, but it's sort of like it reaches the depths of our potential as human. Like it actually sort of reaches out to our capacities, our potentials, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because your work does make me wonder, what is that difference? What is that difference between a beautiful picture and art?
So I think it's the intention of the artist. Mm. If you think, and I've been through all these phases myself, like all sorts of ambitions and sort of, you've got to paint the great painting. But if it just all relaxes and what you're doing is what you're passionate about and what you love and you just let it, it's not just an intuitive, I can just make the, it's not like that. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of discipline. Back to Picasso, head, heart and hand, the unification of intellect, feeling and skill. And I think, it takes all those facets. It's not some sort of magical gift that sort of... I mean, I think that people are gifted and I think that they have that potential, but that, it's the work, it's the actual sort of love of the materials, the love of the studio, all of it, just being there, I think. Yeah.
Engaging with it. We'll talk more about it after this song.
Yeah.
You're listening to Yarraville FM 99.1. This is the Art Journal Show, and in the studio I have Carol Shirley. She is opening an exhibition tonight at Yarva in Hillsville, which is 252 Maroondah Highway, Hillsville. Upstairs, it's a fantastic gallery, and tonight the opening of Outsiders is happening, and it's such a great space, and your work looks magnificent in there. Tell us a bit about your involvement with Yarva.
Well, you know, I've shown in some, big galleries in Sydney and all over Australia. And this this gallery, which is completely built by the community, is as classy and as beautiful and as gratifying for an artist to show in as any gallery I've ever shown in. In fact, I'd even go so far as it's my favourite gallery I've ever shown in.
Wow.
Well, it's full of, look, the whole thing, all the work was done by volunteers. They made that gallery, you know, polished floors and paint, you know, just worked so terribly hard. And it's actually a run, it's a community space. They have a director, Andrew Chu, who is spectacular, and I'm not biased, and Kate Baker, who is their manager, and she's a powerhouse. They're so committed. When you get to show there, their dedication to that gallery being perfect, looking perfect, and every facet of it looking perfect, it equals any top gallery in Australia.
I had to laugh when they were talking about, you know, moving your painting 50 millimetres to get it just right.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, this is the dedication and precision, you know, like everything is just, you walk in and you gasp. I mean, it's your own work, so, but you gasp at what they've done with it and how they've presented it.
They've done a fabulous
job.
Yeah,
they have.
The lighting's great.
And the lighting is state-of-the-art, spectacular. Andrew has a long history of being a gallery director and has worked with, you know, top artists and big galleries, Fed Square, you know. He's got, I mean, getting him was a real coup.
It was.
Yeah. Very. And he's a really nice bloke.
He's a cutie.
I wouldn't go that far.
But it's fantastic. It's a fantastic place for artists in Hillsville.
Look, it's incredible because usually when you get a gallery, or these days it's changed, it wasn't so much when I was younger, but the cost involved to an artist is phenomenal, and it's really quite frightening because you may not sell anything, you know, and you're out of pocket a huge amount. You know, for Yarra Valley members, I haven't paid a cent for this exhibition. How good does that get, you know? I mean, It's a great thing. It gives you peace of mind because at least you can think, oh, well, I might walk away with nothing, but I haven't lost anything.
Yeah, I know. I understand for that side of for artists, it is tricky, isn't it? Because what you're giving,
well, it's a reality.
Like, it's hard to be an artist and a business person. It's really, you
well,
know,
most
they're
of
two
us are pretty bad at it.
Very bad at it.
Yeah.
Very, because you know, you want to concentrate on art, but that's just the way it is these days. So it's great when you know have a space.
This is a true community space. And it covers, you know, it has drawing classes and workshops and African drumming workshops and all a myriad of things. And it's volunteer run, and the volunteers are local people who are really professional, and they give them training and education. Young people are starting to move in and volunteer, which is fabulous. And you know, a lot of them are locals. So the community is actually more connected to this than I've seen ever before with a community space, because it truly is a community space.
Yeah, it really is. And it's designed to develop community and to build up artists.
It's a fabulous thing, and it's lifted the face of Hillsville. The business people are on side. They're behind it. You know, I was speaking to one of the shop owners and I said, oh, do you want to come? And I'd love to, you know. So it's dragging in different types of people, and you know, it has its connection to the wine industry and food and it's the most dedicated group of people I've ever seen in a community-run organisation.
And it's run by Yarra Valley Arts, which is a not-for-profit organisation.
Definitely, yeah.
Let's play your next song.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Art Journal Show, and in the studio I have Carol Shirley, whose exhibition is opening tonight. It's called Outsiders, and you're exhibiting with Nick Wenhuda, who is an emerging artist, and he's fabulous too. Tell us about him.
Nick's only been painting for a few years, and I met him at an opening a few months ago. And it was, I think one of the problems is getting young artists involved. And, excuse me, you said not to cough in the microphone. is getting young artists involved. And he's different than anything else that I've seen down here. I've seen his style in different galleries in different states, but I think for this area, he's definitely new blood. As I say, I met him in an opening and I just warmed to him because he was intelligent and clever and passionate about his work. And when I looked him up on Instagram and had a look, I thought, wow, this has got something. It's sort of reminiscent of Basquiat. It's got that immediate, flat dimensional feel. You know, high colour, very personalised imagery. But Nick handles a paintbrush really well, and Nick constructs images. He says he works from his subconscious. But he actually constructs images that feel authentic and feel interesting. So you are drawn to his work, you want to look at it, and you want to, it's not sort of, it's going back to what we were talking about before, it's not like, oh, do I like this, is this pretty, is this going to match my lounge suite, all the cliches. It's interesting work, and I felt a kindred spirit, because although my work is more built up, it takes a much longer time, and it's probably more thought out after, you know, from years of working this way, we have a, and we both agree on this, we have an overlap of where we paint from.
And they look good together.
I think that it works really well in the gallery, and, you know, that's the skill of Andrew, the way he hangs things. He always gets it right. But I think they bounce off each other, and there's a sort of feeling when you walk in the gallery. We are two separate artists, and, we're 40 years apart. But we have a commonality, and I think that's really important when you're hanging a show to get some sort of, you know, quite, because I would always find it quite difficult hanging my work with artists that just weren't in my genre or didn't have it doesn't sit properly. But I think this show complements really well, sits really well, and, you know, hangs in the gallery really well.
Yeah, it's a really interesting show. It's worth definitely, I mean, the opening's on tonight, and that's at what time is the opening?
6 to 8.
6 to 8 at Yarva in Hillsville, and there, and then after that it'll be open until the 5th of April. It's really, you know, art is a good thing to expose yourself to.
Look, I'm always surprised at how much people that you would imagine wouldn't be interested in art are. You know, I talk to the people in the fruit and vegetable shop, and that those women, they're passionate about art. Nearly everybody is interested in art. You know, I don't think I know anyone who thinks art's not something very important to have in a society. And I think that what Yarva's doing is very brave for a community group. They're not towing the line. They're actually pushing the boundaries. And, I mean, they had a show on before mine, which was more conceptual pieces.
About climate change.
Yeah. And that was a whole different genre. And then I think the show before that was
Sean Tan.
Sean Tan, whose work's wonderful.
Yeah, you liked his work.
Oh, I love his work. It's brilliant. He's wonderful. And so they're having, and, you know, they've had a couple of Melbourne artists down, landscape painter, and a couple of high profile artists, and they're still supporting the local artists at the same time. And you know, that's a cross section of genres, but I think, you know, because we've got Andrew knows how to couple group set up, you know, so you're not everyone is going to love everything, you know. Some people will walk into Nick's and my show and go, what the, and some people, you know, might respond to it. Whereas, you know, if a person really wants to see a very literal, figurative piece, it's very hard to get them to shift their minds to accommodate something else.
Well, it's a bit like music, isn't it? I mean, people have different tastes in music. And, you know, some people won't move from classical, for example.
No, it's exactly the same. It's the same correlation. But, you know, as an artist, if you're working like Nick and I are, you can't be too bothered about that, because if you listen to that or you take that on, nothing would ever happen. I mean, you wouldn't have had the Fauves. You wouldn't have had, Picasso wouldn't have done his outrageous, you know, his late paintings were outrageous. So just, you know, very sus if you ask me. I might like his Blue Period better myself, but anyway.
Well, one of the things that has happened during the history of art, let's say, was that people will come along and do something that the establishment didn't like.
Always.
And then it would turn around
Always.
And become something.
And then it
that
would be embraced by yes. the establishment, mm. and then it would become
a thing.
And this is the whole story of art.
It is.
You know, artists, real, that's probably a bit controversial. Okay, the artists that I am most interested in always broke boundaries and always put work out there that was at first ignored, ridiculed. You know, I mean, they called the Fauves the wild beasts. And, I mean, Matisse, it took a while for, you know, in my opinion, the greatest living artist of all time, to, you know, absolutely be able to sell his work. His work was, you know, completely cutting edge, and it was, you know, working in a different dimension and the juxtapositions. But his colours, his drawing skills, his beautiful mind, you know, constructed some of the most mysterious and engaging images of all time.
Mm. Let's talk a little bit about your colour palette and your thoughts after this song.
I'm just gonna stand with my back hanging off my left arm. Walk home kicking stones at parked cars. But I had a great night, 'cause you kept rubbing against my arm. I'm just gonna stand with my back hanging off my left arm. Get me a drink, I get drunk, I'm also just so I can adore you.
girls. I'm known as a right-hand slugger. Anybody else wanna touch my lover?
You're listening to Yarraville FM 99.1. Carol, one of the things about your work is you've been called a colorist. Your palette is very striking. Could you share a little bit about that with us?
Yeah, I suppose I've had that feedback ever since I started, right from art school. But the colour thing is probably the easiest part of my work for me, because it's quite natural. I haven't done I can remember when at art school they wanted us to do these laborious colour exercises and tonal exercises, and I very quickly lost interest because it wasn't hard to work with colour. I mean, I'm not saying it just all happens magically. I'm very contemplative with my work, but the colour element in my work is probably the thing that holds it, the coloured pieces together. I mean, I like working black and white too, but with ink and more spontaneous drawings.
I did like when we were looking at one of your pieces, I'm not sure what the name of it is, but the face of the woman, the artist who is the artist.
Oh, she's that piece is Revenge.
Revenge. Okay, with Revenge.
Mm. Because she's painting him and his private part to expose, not hers. And it's something I wanted to do. I have wanted to do that for so long as an artist. It's only because I'm old now. And, you know, I just thought, whatever, I've got nothing to lose. And it was like the moment I finished that painting, I stood back and went, yes. Because those paintings, they're from the great, they're inspired by my mentors, Matisse, Picasso, whom I adore. But they were so very, 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 very sexist.
I think you've been very, very, I mean, there's a leaf involved there. I mean, perhaps.
Oh, well, it just kind of amused me, you know, right back to Adam with the fig leaf.
What I was going to talk about was the colour on her face and how that holds that painting.
Yeah, you mentioned something about that in the gallery, but it's feeding into some new work where it's sort of like elements in the painting. It can be the face of a figure or other quasi-abstract elements. How dimension is held by tone and colour.
Mm.
So it's about that. And I'm finding that incredibly interesting, quite hard, but incredibly interesting.
It's very interesting. It was interesting to observe it yesterday and to think, well, it's almost like putting the spotlight on this particular character with that colour. Yeah. And I mean, it's subtle. It's not like, oh, you know, you're going to like go bang, but it's subtle. But you realise that all of a sudden this story is about her and it's done through the use of colour. And then your eye travels around the painting and around because of the way you've used colour.
Thank you. It sort of has to work on a couple of levels because you're telling the story, the allegory, which is her. She looks like the cat that's got the cream because she's finally got a, revenge. But at the same time, it can't just be that. It has to actually work structurally and technically. It's got to hold the whole thing together. And, you know, that's a tricky thing because for a long time, I think I lost the feel because I was focusing so hard on the technique, but it feels like something, is starting to sort of gel with the two of them in this new series I'm working on.
That is, that it really is the skill of an artist, isn't it? You know, to balance that technical, structural part with the whatever you decide
to paint and do, I think it's that sort of internal journey. If an artist is dedicated to that, you know, and mostly I just paint, you know, women in interiors. Sometimes I'm painting more men now. But, you know, I usually paint interiors and it's sort of more like mindscapes. So whatever you do, if you dedicate your focus to that and you stay with it, because there were times, you know, back a bit, where even people close to me were going, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, but I knew what I was doing. I was trying something. I was trying to find something. So it's a kind of exploration. And I think if that aspect's not in there, then it becomes uninteresting to yourself and uninteresting to everybody else.
So one thing I would probably like to encourage people to do is to really stop and look. And sometimes when you go into a gallery, I mean, at opening it's so busy, but if you can go into it again when there's not as many people around and just stand there for a while and look.
I think looking at art, it does take a long time. I can't remember who it was, but it was one of the, he's alive, contemporary painter, American painter, who said, when I see other artists' work, it takes me a long time to decide whether it's art or not. And of course, you know, for saying that, he got bagged on Instagram. People were going, well, who are you? And I felt like posting up only one of the greatest living artists, but never mind that. But it was that thing where he was saying, "It, you know, even someone like him, oh, my mind, it's gone, who he is, I'm sorry. But even a great artist like himself is looking at something and going, I need to think about this and contemplate this. I can't just write it off. Because we have these incredible reactions. We're very sort of driven sort of beings, human beings. We like or we dislike or... And it's all
snap
about
decisions.
Yeah, you know, so it's like if we can just, you know, because I think that it took me, I was introduced to the great artists at art school, but I reckon it took me 20 years to actually really appreciate what was there and what was in it and how, you know, so it does take a real interest in art, I think.
It does. And the thing is, how it enriches you as a viewer if you take that time to absorb.
Where would we be without art and music?
Where would we be? Hey.
This is history. and I'm making homie. Point blank, close range, that thing. If it goes a million, that's me. It's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart.
So get along to Outsiders. The exhibition opens tonight at 6 p.m. and it's at Yarva, which is in Hillsville, 252 Maroondah Highway. It's upstairs.
And I might just add, Cora, that generally the openings are for members only, but tonight they've opened it up.
Yeah. Which is wonderful. And you'll get along and see Carol and Nick's work. It's absolutely magnificent. Enjoy. And the exhibition goes on until the 5th of April if you can't make it tonight. It's a wonderful show. It's an experience to look at art, and I think people should experience it more and really deeply experience it. This is a show worth doing that in. So it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, Carol.
Thanks, Cora. It's always a delight to come in and have a chat to you.
Thank you.